You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
If Jesus was the one that ruled our mornings, we wouldn't have to deal with half of the stuff we deal with. Let me tell you something. Fall on your knee. First thing you do and talk to God. Before you drink coffee, whatever. If you brush your teeth, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Give you praise. Talk to God first before you talk to people. Because Lucifer will handicap and steal your early morning. He's son of the morning, which means he rises before you. When you woke up, he's saying, okay, yeah, good.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Watch Satanic Influences. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9.
Remember, the name is indicative of a character trait, and whatever you associate, your associations, will turn into alliances. He has many names. I found 24. Write it down. The dragon. I like Dungeons and Dragons. Well, here's the big one. Revelations, he's the red dragon. He's also called Lucifer. That's his heavenly name. Here's another one, Beelzebub. It means lord over demons or lord over flies. Now, if a fly showed up at my rib roast, I'm not going to pet it. I'm not going to invite it because it does some weird things. Most of us shoo flies. Well, the lord of the fly is Beelzebub. They like to swoop down on stuff that they didn't cook. They didn't season it. They didn't buy it. The best of the best. While you playing around and drinking and having fun, it's landing on your meats. Sucking out juice. And dropping stuff. If you stay away too long, you're going to see worms next. Look at the life of a fly and you'll see how he works. Beelzebub, lord of flies. He likes to land on your precious and then leave, but he left seed. Write it down. Another word, Abaddon. Abaddon, A-B-A-D-D-O-N. It means destruction or destroyer. No, it's destruction. Apollyon is destroyer. He brings destruction with him. Now, I want you to think about a plane crashing in a community. Now, the plane crashing is one thing, but where it crashes creates what we call destruction. That means innocent people are experiencing carnage. Cars, houses, businesses. When he steps in, he's not trying to keep things erect. If you want to see destruction, get an aerial view of what Gaza looked like in 2024. I'm sorry, 2023. In September of 2023. And look at it now. After Israel has destroyed Gaza from its top northern border all the way to the southern border. Look at the buildings and how they look now in just 2 years or a year and a half. Of being constantly bombed, and you would see how the enemy wants your life to look. No imports, no exports, no travel, nothing moving, because he is the destroyer. And he is full of destruction. He carries it in his wing or in his wake. Another name for him is the devil. And one of the names of the devil is false accuser. So not only does he talk about what you did, he'll lie on you. It's also a slanderer. That means he talks to other people about you just to make sure your influence isn't the way it is. So he's in a local church, and we don't have prayer and worship, and I don't preach the way I preach, to kick the devil out of here. He'll be going from room to room in the midst of you and your little silos, because you don't like to connect with God. So you got your own little people that you trust. But he'll get up in that and have you slandering other people and cutting their influence. Don't get around her. You can't trust her. Do you know where she came from? You can't trust him. Let me tell you what he did. When I'm preaching from the pulpit, that everybody gets a fair shot when they come to the house of the Lord. Now, you can mess it up, but I'm not trying to mess it up. I don't care what you did before you came here. But what you do afterwards, I'm going to drop it like it's hot. So you need to get yourself together. I don't care what happened in the past, but what goes on now, my eyes on it. Because I watch for souls. Y'all understand it now? I don't care. Don't bring me no. I don't need no rap sheets. Don't bring that to me. Everybody gets a fair shot. Write it down. He's also called the father of lies. Let me tell you about how dangerous a lie is. I can say to Elder Hubbard, whisper into your wife's ear this particular statement. And then I give instruction to Elder Hubbard to tell his wife, only to repeat to the person on her left exactly what he said. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away. And I whisper in his ear. He turns to Esther and says the same thing. Esther turns to Pastor Bridget, says the same thing. Pastor Bridget turns to Pastor Felicia and says the same thing. And the beat goes on. And by the time it gets all the way back, something has changed in it. I can do it right now, and I'll tell you. By the time it get all the way in the back, it's going to be different from what I told him. If he stand up here and say, well, you told me this. And the last person says, well, I heard this from the person next to me. You're going to see a manipulation of what was said. That's with human, and we love each other. This is how bad a lie is. If I told a lie to him and he tells somebody and it travels like that, it also changes. Even if I told him a lie and I asked him to forgive me, do I have the power to go to everybody that he talked to and correct it with them too? I would waste all of my years trying to correct it. And it started with him or me saying the wrong thing. That's why you got to be careful with your tongue. Because even if you ask me to forgive you, did you go to everybody that you talked to and the people that they talked to and the people that they talked to correct it? The only remedy is forgiveness. And some people never forgive because they think their lies are hidden. Jose say, you have eaten the fruit of lies. You have plowed wickedness. You shall reap iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies. Which means it was a lie and it bears fruit and you're biting on it and you think it's healthy, but it's got worms in it. That's why we got to learn to not let the devil manipulate our network. He has his own. And I can tell when he's in the midst of a church. People be looking at each other funny, staring, looking. And all you got to do to break his power is walk up to the person that you're looking at and embrace him. Say, how you doing, my brother or my sister? God bless you. Listen, I release you in the name of Jesus. And I cover you with the blood of Jesus and with the love of God. I have hope that God is going to finish his work in your life. And I love you with the love of the Lord. is there anything that I can? The devil just started flying. He can't handle that kind of affront, that kind of movement in the house of God. But we won't do it. Somebody told a straight up lie on me. A straight up lie. It was a lie from the pits of hell. You know what I did? Nothing. I said, Lord, cover that. Only you can. I can't. I'm not going to walk around trying to fix that. Because when you try to fix it, it's like picking up or cleaning an oil spill with a white rag. You wiping and wiping and ain't nothing happening. Listen to Solomon. Agree with your adversary quickly. In other words, get quiet. You don't have to run everything down. You have to say everything. Let God will work it out. Because a lie won't stand the test of time. We give it fuel. Thank you, Lord. Write it down. His name is Murderer. The Bible says he was a murderer from the beginning. He's the one that manipulated Cain to kill Abel. He was with Nero, who killed all of the prophets. He worked through Cain. He is the destroyer, not you. Write it down. His name is Tempter as well. That's all he can do is tempt. He doesn't have all power. Write it down. He's the prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air, which means anything that comes audible, if it's not godly, he works it. Especially music. Be careful what goes into your ear gate. Now, some of you, if I tried to lay hands on your head, you'll be moonwalking back. Oh, nobody touched my head, but you don't guard your ear like that. That's a part of your head. So if I don't lay hands on you, but I can whisper in your ear, I still get in your mind and your soul. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody don't lay hands on me, and I don't go to churches where they do that. I have a select group of people that can pray for me like that. And you need to be selective when that comes as well. I go to a prophet and you got everybody laying hands on you and crying. Like you don't even have a father. Like you don't know God. The prophet didn't even know me and called me out. And I see you hanging like that. I'm going to throw something at you. If you've been in this ministry for a while, you should know something about your God. And if anybody can lay hands on you, I don't know if I can trust your spirit. You may have the fruit of a fly breeding in you. I ain't carrying no embryos. Watch yourself. I'm not telling you nobody can't pray, but why you got to sit and open up your womb to everybody? You don't think networks are going on? Would you take your daughter and give her to anyone? Would you hold your son up to anybody? There need to be a select group of people to hang around your kids. I went to a hospital many times. Many of our people gave birth to kids, and the places are sanitized. You can't just walk into a nursery. And why would you open up your home to anybody that you don't know? Even the nursery here, we want certain things to be there. Don't send kids and teenagers into the nursery because you want to get them out of your hair. We got to keep that place sanitized because we got infants in there. Do y'all understand? My little grandbaby, he has to be sanitized. He coughs a lot. So he that atmosphere has to be sanitized. And you got to think that way. Same with new babies, new believers coming to the church. And when they join, nobody should be pulling them into their silo. Let me tell you something. Let me share something with you. Come on over here with me. What? I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Because the enemy can work through that. You say I'm just being friendly. No, you treat everybody the same. If you talk to new people and y'all buddies, then you can talk to the old people. Actually, stay away from the new if you can't talk to the old. Oh, my God. Let me handle the new. This is my wheelhouse. He's called the wicked one, the Antichrist, the serpent, the tempter, the thief, even the wolf. Thank you, Lord. Here's another one. He's called the son of the morning. The son of the morning. Whoever gets power and authority in the early morning hours of your day will rule your day. What do you do when you first get up? Who is the first one to text you? Who is the first one to make you bow? Who is it? Somebody say, Jesus? No, he ain't. If Jesus was the one that ruled our mornings, we wouldn't have to deal with half of the stuff we deal with. Let me tell you something. Fall on your knee. First thing you do and talk to God. Before you drink coffee, whatever. If you brush your teeth, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Give you praise. Talk to God first before you talk to people. Because Lucifer was handicapped and steal your early morning. He's son of the morning, which means he rises before you. When you woke up, he's saying, okay, yeah, good. Give me praise. Give me praise. Give me praise, even if you don't know you're doing it, so I can rule your day. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, look at this, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, I from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth in it. So he's able to ascend and he's also able to descend. He's able to ascend in the realms of the sons of God. And yet he can come to your house. He just can't be in two places at once. God is omnipresent. Satan has to rise up to see God and come down to walk to your house. Scripture says he's walking back and forth on the earth. He's not in hell. He's walking. He's walking back and forth. He's walking back and forth, and he's paying attention. Some of us drive, and we dreaming. He don't dream. He's looking. You daydreaming, but he looking. Have you ever gone through a fight in your life and looked like things get better, and then all of a sudden it turns worse? It means he's close. What can I do now to manipulate her atmosphere, his atmosphere? Genesis 3 and 1. So he ascends with the sons of God. He's also walking in the earth. Genesis 3 and 1. Now the serpent, this is New King James, was more cunning. The King James says subtle. Now the serpent was more subtle or cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Cunning. He's cunning. You look up the word cunning and trace it. Satan is that serpent. It's that serpent that can talk. That's cunning or crafty. And cunningness and craftiness is the tear, and wisdom would be the wheat. But they look alike. The darnel looks like the wheat. So if I had a stalk of the darnel and a stalk of wheat, you would look at them the same. They look the same. They resemble each other. But one is a weed and the other one is wheat. One has no nutritional value. The other one, you can take it and put it in bread and it will become nutrients to your body. But you can chew on the darnel or the wheat all day and not grow. But if you eat wheat, all of a sudden the body says, okay, I can use this to grow the body. Cunningness and craftiness is used by many, but it's satanic in its origin. Wisdom comes from God. When you're cunning, you will be gratified. When you have wisdom, everybody around you is gratified. When you're crafty, you can get your way. But when you use wisdom, people want to hang around you and they want to walk with you and they want to talk with you because they get some of the droppings. When a ministry is cunning and crafty, Satan is in the midst of it. And only the leader will be gratified. But when wisdom is used, everybody on every pew will walk away feeling full. Oh my God. When Jesus used wisdom, he told his disciples to sit them down in companies of 50. Ooh, Jesus. He's always thinking about the subgroups. He's always thinking about what's happening outside of himself. He's always thinking about how to organize it right. Well, a crafty person say, we're not going to give, here's Judas, we're not going to give all of that and waste them because they're not going to eat it all anyway, and I'll stash some for myself. Jesus said, bring me the two fish and the five loaves. Let me bless it and break it and divide it. And then it will be multiplied as you follow instruction. First, send them in groups of 50. So that's easier to manage. Here's ministry. If I'm the only one doing all of it, it's crafty to have you under the network of craftiness where I'm the only one doing it all and you enthralled with me. If I can sing, I sing this Sunday. And if I can preach you to oblivion, you say, look at my pastor, but you're still sitting in the same mess every year. But God limited me. He only gave me 5'10", and he only gave me the ability to preach or teach with passion, and he didn't give me the ability to sing because he knew I would sing up in here. Let the singers do the singing. Let me do the preaching and the organizing, and you need to be activated. That's wisdom in the midst of us versus one person shining. And everybody else waiting on their turn. So be activated. Why would you sit on the pew? Well, Bishop, I want to teach. Why would I put you before people when you still don't know who you are? So if the word brought you here, sit under the word and get healed. So when you're activated to do that, it will be effective and efficient and excellent. You can't say I'm supposed to teach and you still smoking marijuana. I've already had a tribe here to do that. I already had a tribe. I know what comes out of it. Marijuana smokers that want to teach. I already have a tribe that came out of here with that. When the pandemic came, I said, shut all ministries down. But this tribe continued to smoke and to meet outside of the origin, what I said. And God said, don't try to stop them, watch it. And in 6 months, everybody with that tribe is smoking after they teach. And then some of the young people wouldn't even bring the information to me. They begin to coddle each other and not tell the truth on it. And that's what you do. You know your people wrong, but because they're close to you, you won't rebuke them. But you want to come in here and rebuke everybody. Rebuke the ones you know. Rebuke the ones that's right before you. Tell them they're wrong when they don't come to church. Tell them they're wrong when they don't submit to authority. Tell them they're wrong when they splinter. Tell them they're wrong when they won't come under authority. They may back away from you, but you're doing the right things. Oh, my God. That's the wisdom of God. It chastens, it rebukes, it exhorts with all long suffering. Oh my God. I know y'all saying, is he done yet? Why is he mad, man? I'm talking about the devil. I'm talking about the devil, man. He's serious, man. He'll be sitting right up in the midst looking like us. Familiar. What's a familiar spirit? Pray the Lord. That's what he do in churches. He ain't the one with a red fork and all that. He act just like we act. Woo! 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 Familiar. I know enough about you that I can prophesy. I can go on Facebook and get your, I can look at the ones who are on Facebook, get a little information. There's somebody named Mary. Familiar. It's easy to prophesy now. There's somebody that work, Air Force. Air Force. Air Force. Air Force. And he died. And he died. And he died. You, oh God, it must be me. Familiar.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, watch Satanic Influences, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
February is American Heart Month, a great time for everyone to focus on cardiovascular health. Knowing your risk factors is an essential part of keeping your heart healthy. Take charge of your health by checking your blood pressure and cholesterol levels and gaining other important heart health education from a medical professional. The 2025 Black History Month theme, African Americans and Labor, focuses on the various and profound ways that work and working of all kinds, free and unfree, skilled and unskilled, vocational and voluntary, intersect with the collective experiences of Black people. This month-long observation is an opportunity to understand Black histories going beyond stories of racism and slavery to spotlight Black achievement. Join the Marriage Enrichment Ministry for an unforgettable Hearts Intertwined Couples Talk Valentine special event on Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Celebrate love, embrace the covenant, and discover a purpose to align your vision for a shared purpose with transformative wisdom from Bishop Clark. Childcare and refreshments will be provided.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.